Braisa. It said, Akdishai Mukdash. Gemara came out. First thing I want to say, it says, Akdishai Mukdash, if it's talking about the Mazik, that's being Makdashit, then Akdishai Mukdash goes to Rabbi Shmuel. Because the shor still belongs to him, so meilo he can makdish it. Then the Gemara says, "Makdish and mukdish." Then we say that what, even if you're bishmal, they want that even if you're bikiva, and when it says, we want to say the price that goes bein for bishmal, bein for bikiva. When it says macher and macher. Doesn't mean that if you're b'kivin, if you're b'shmol, macher and macher. What does it mean? The hamish about the nizik. That's what it means. Any macher, the ainu they can be david. Nisha mukdash, I feel b'kiva. It's alter a bow. Now the pasuk b'shad, the most trained learner, not the Rambam. The Gemara is saying the fear b'kiva. If it's yuchlat, then that's in the hektish. Shouldn't be chal at all. So why is, what does it mean, Hekdish HaMukdash? Hekdish HaMukdash means lefi, or a bow, as a gzeir, shemayimru, and you have to be paid it, but batsem, the Hekdish is not chal. According to Rabbi Kiva. According to Rabbi Shmuel. So before we said that according to Rabbi Shmuel, Hekdish HaMukdash means the Hekdish is chal. According to Mishmal, the Hekdish could be chal. So the question is, did the Gemara switch? The Gemara says, so at first glance you could say, Fir Mishmal, Hekdish and Mukdish means that the Hekdish is kaka chal gamin, you'll come out to Rav Bo by Rabbi Shmal. According to Kiva, that's Yuchlat Hashar, you have to come out to Rav Bo. But the Rishayim say not like that. The Rishayim say that even though the Ramban Taka, the Ramban Yevamis really wanted to say Taka that according to Bishmal, the Hekdesh is Chal. According to Bishmal, the Hekdesh is Chal. That when the Gemara says Akdisha Mukdash, a filler of Akiva Mishum Rabo, Smash says Ramban Hal Rishmol, the Omar Bali Chayvis Nenu, Hekdishai Min Hadin, Mukdash Lagamri. According to Bishmol, when it says Akdisha Mukdash, just like in the Havamina, Akdisha Mukdash meant Lagamri, Akdisha Mukdash, Ramban understands, means simple pshat. The Gemara says Hekdish Mukdash Lefi Rabbi Shmuel. Pshat is Hekdish Lagamri, right? It's Hekdish Lagamri. Not only that, the Ramban wants to say Lefi Rabbi Shmuel, it's Hekdish Lagamri, and you can't even be Goyiv anymore. Not the pshat that it's Hekdish. Hekdish Mukdash means that you could be, that it's Hekdish for the time being, but you could be Goyiv from it. The Ramban understands. The Ramban wants to learn the Gemara. Our Gemara, simply put, the Gemara is saying that hekdisha, it's chal, and it's chal agamri, meaning that you can't be gaiva, the fear of Yishmael. Because the fear of Yishmael, if we're saying that mochrei ein mocher means that there's a shibud, mochrei ein mocher means there's a shibud, and you could be gaiva, but batsam, it's chal, the mechir is chal, eridya. El Ma'ik Begoy, that means Mach Eina Macher. So what is Ekdisha Mukdash? That means you can't even be Goyva. So the Philip Rabbi Shmuel, the simple reading of the Braisa, tells me that Hekdishoi Mukdash Lagamri, you can't even be Goyva, the Philip Rabbi Shmuel. Kondra Bekiva, the Gemara says that Kondra Bekiva, it's only out, it's Hekdisha Mukdash, like Rebo, Gzer, you have to be paid, but really that just talking about Chal. That's how Ramban, at first glance, wants to learn our Gemara. If that's true, says Ramban, it's a stira to Rashi. because Rashi, as Tosfos over here brings down, Rashi in many places tells us that when the Gemara says, Rava says, in a few couple places in Shas, that hektish mafkia midei shibud, hektish chametz v'shichrur mafkia midei shibud. So says Rashi, it's dafka by kedushas haguf, and not by kedushas damim. If you makdish a carbon l'mizbeach, to bring on the mizbeach, that's called kedushas haguf, because the etzem carbon itself, the animal itself, is going to be born in the mizbeach. That's kedushas haguf. Kedushas damim is when it's for bedik habayis. So this is we say that hektish is mafkiyim de shibud. Says Rashi, it's talking about kedushas haguf and not kedushas damim. Mamela, says Rabban, this Gemara is against Rashi. This Gemara is against Rashi. Why? Because the case of the Braisa, he says, it's talking about Kedusha's Dam. How does he know that?
The Ramban says that?
The Ramban says, I'll prove to you that the Brayis is talking about Kedushas Dam, not Kedushas Haguf. Why? Because it says that you're being paid it midrabo. If you're a Bekiva, whereas the animal doesn't change, which animal it is doesn't change with Yishmael if you're a Bekiva. Talking about the same animal, right? Now, fear of Yishmael, we say, Hekdish and Mukdish. It means it's Chal Gamri, and you can't be paid it. Right? And you can't be Gaivit. But fear of Akiva, it's Huchad Hashas, you can't be Makdish it. But what do you do? What do you do? Rabo, you have to be paid it. That means you could be paid it. If you could be paid it, then obviously, Tom Akdush is dumb, because Akdush is a Guf, a carbon, you can't be paid it. Carbon that it's not a Balmum, you can't be paid it. It's not subject to pidyon. So if we're talking about pidyon midrav abo, obviously we're talking about kedushas dam, not kedushas haguf. Now
we can't say that.
One second. Therefore, so we have a problem. So we're talking about kedushas dam over here. We're talking about a bechar. We're talking about a behema that has a bal mum, right? It means it must be. There's a mum. It can't be makir as a carbon. It's not kosher for a krava. It has a mum. So what's going on over here? So why, if you're Bishmol, do we say Hekdish and Mukdish, and you can't be Gaiva? It must be because Hekdish is Mafkim de Shibut. What I say? It must be Hekdish is Mafkim de Shibut. If Hekdish is Mafkim de Shibut, I would talk Makdush is Domim. So we see if this Gemara right against Rashi, he said, Dush Domim is Mafkim de Shibut. That's Ramban's question.
If you were a bow,
assuming. What's Shaq Pidyon?
Right,
what's Shaq Pidyon?
You take it back?
What are you doing? There's no such thing. Bow, it shouldn't look like it's going out. You know, it shouldn't look like. Yeah? It shouldn't look.
Is that logical?
It shouldn't look. But it has to be. It's not.
The show
has to have meaning. We're making a show over here, yeah? We're making a pidyon, we're going to make a whole, you know, mitzvahs nadiris, I'm going to have a whole electrical, right? But it has to make sense. What? It has to be shayach. If it's a regular carbon, then it's not shayach pidyon b'chlal. That's Ramban assumes. That's a good. I'm not saying it's mochach, but Ramban has a right. The Ramban has a right to assume that. The Medes Kashan Rashi.
What does Rashi say in the other Gemara again?
Like, what did you
Rashi ask? Says when Rava says hektish chametz v'shichru mafkim de shibud, it's not kedushas haguf and not kedushas damim. And our Gemara, we're talking about kedushas damim. How do we know that? Because the Gemara says that we're being paided l'fira bo, l'fira b'kiva. So we're talking about kedushas damim. Given, okay, we've proven unequivocally we're talking about kedushas damim. Mr. Lewis over here says it's not unequivocal. Fine, I'll agree with you. But the Ramban says it is. The Ramban is assuming that he's not wrong. You could say you could learn differently, but the man has a good cheshbon. Why are we talking about kedushas damim? If we're talking about kedushas damim, then the Rav Shmuel says the Gemara said before Rav Kiva. It sounds like Gemara. According to Rav Shmuel, hekdish and mukdish meant pshutai, means that it's chal the hekdish and you can't be gaiva. Why? The only logical explanation for that is to say because the hekdish is mafkir, the shibud, and that's why it can't be gaiva. Once you makdish it, that's it, the shibud is gone. So mela, we see that even gush dumim couldn't mafkir the shibud. That's Rabban's question on Rashi. Those that ask us in Rashi. And for the Ramban, says the Ramban, Vlad Milsi. It's a klotz kasha. Vlad Milsi is nothing. This question is not a kasha. Why? The Bishmal Nami Midrabo Kaddish. So, your whole hanach of the question, that there's a split between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, is wrong in Pshat in the Gemara. So, even though in the Seder of the Gemara first wanted to say, in the beginning of the Gemara, we want to say it's talking about the Mazik, and then Hekdusha Kaddish works Lefir Bishmal. That's what we wanted to say in the beginning of the Gemara. Then we had a problem with the Mecher. But once we say at the end that Fil Rabbi Kiva, that it goes Lefir Rabbi Kiva, and the Hekdusha Kaddish is Mishum de Rabbo, and I feel Rabbi Kiva Karmina, Mishum de Isse Lataime, I feel Rabbi Kiva. Says Ramban, when the Gemara says Rabbo, the Gemara is saying the Eel Fir Bishmal. Once we say the Brayis is going for Bekiva, and what Kedusha Kodesh means Lefir Rabbo, then that's even Lefir Rabbi Akiva. Even Lefir Bishmal as well. We're talking about the whole Hekdish. Kedusha Kodesh only means that you need a token pidyon. You need a token pinyon. A symbolic pinyon.
Really, it's not hektish at all?
But really, it's not hektish. Why? Meaning, really, it could be gaiva. Not that it's not hektish. You could be gaiva because it's only kedush dam. Says Ramban, I'll bring you a raya for the next braisa. What's the next braisa? Tan Rabbanan, shartam shehizik, ashlam bedin, machre machar, hektish and muktish. Etc. We won't go into all the details here. And the Gemara says, so what is Achleim Bedin? Right? Achleim Bedin, we say all this. Let's just focus on the first two things. Achleim Bedin, Machre Macher, Hekdishe Mokdish. Yeah? Says the Gemara, fast forward to Amamar, Machre Macher, Liridya. Hekdishe Mokdish, Mishun Rebbe Bo. Machray Machor Liridya. According to Rabbi Akiva, is that true?
No.
No.
Why?
It's
Yuchad Ashar. Belongs to the other guy. So therefore, when it says Machray Machor Liridya, who are we going with?
Rabbi Shmuel.
And what does the Braisa say? Techde Dibor of that? Hekdeshoi Mukdosh, and the Gemara explains Midrabo. So we see that Ilfirabo, when it says it's hektish, doesn't mean that it's hektish and you can't be Gaiva. What it means, evil Firabo, is that it's hektish means that you have to be paida like Rabo. But Anachanami, the hektish is not Mafkia the Shibud. Why? Because we're talking about Kedushas Damim, not Kedushas Haguf, like Rashi.
So really, you could collect what Rabo says you have to be paid.
What?
Really, you could collect what Rabo says you have to be paid.
Yes. And that's what it means, Hekdesha Mukdish. Maybe we have no Gemara and no Braisa that's telling me that Fir Bishmal, the Hekdesh is Mafkir the Shibut. So, Mel, it's not Akash and Rashi. We don't want to do just Dhamm, Taka. We don't want to do just Dhamm. But it's not Mafkir. There's no Braisa that says Mafkir the Shibut. Aye, Factor Ramban. Iker Bishmal, if the second Braisa is going to Fir Bishmal. As we've proven, because the Braisa says Machre Machor, if the second Braisa is going to be Rishmal, Frakti Ramban, Lemek Dishal Mizbeach Mukdush Min Hadin, Leitzarach Lamashar Bo. The Braisa says Machre Machor, Hekdish Hekdish. Now, the Gemara bends over backwards and says, Hagdisha Mukdish, just kidding, I'm Rabbo. Right? But if why can't we, why don't, and Mel was saying, we're talking about Kedushas Damim, Kedushas Damim, because it has a mum. So it's not Karvel Mizbeach. And Mel is only Rabbo. Why don't we say, why don't we say the Bryce is talking about Kedushas Agaf? We have Bryce that says, Machre, Machre, Levidia, Hekdesh, Hekdesh. So why is the Gemara say we're going for Rabbo? Hekdesh, Mukdesh, Machaira, Pasha Pshat means the Hekdesh is Chal, right? Megamri. It can't be going. That's simple pshat. So why fadre the Bryce and say, no, the Bryce don't make Kedushas Damim. It's not Chal, it's only Rabbo. Why don't we say, why doesn't the Gemara explain the Braisa? It's talking about carbon, it's talking about it's a shor tam, and it's a shor tamim, tamim without a mum, and mela, if you can mark the shit as a carbon, and that's mafkir the shibut. So why doesn't the Gemara learn a very simple, straightforward pshat in the Braisa? As they affect him back. Why? Why doesn't it? He brought it right. He proved that the Braise is talking about Kedushas Damim. But why? Why? Why don't we explain the Braise? Because Kipshuta, and for the Ramban, he said, like Kasha, the Hachi Liflug listening to Hekdish Gufei. Hekdish is Lebed Gabayis, Enoch Dal Kaddish? Maishan Tani Machroi. The Braise is Machal between. The Braise says, Machroi is Machar. Hekdishai. No, he's going on the first prize. He's going on the first prize. Even on the first prize. So he's going on the first prize. The first prize said, Mochrei ene mocher. Mochrei ene mocher. Hekdish and Mukdish. So, the kasha was, why don't we say it's talking about Kedusha Guf? Why don't we look at the prize like that? Fir Bishmol. So he says, because then, instead of the prize being mechalik between Mochrei Eina Macher and Hekdesh Mukdish. By Hekdesh itself, we should mechale between Hekdesh of Kedushas Aguf, where the behemoth is not a Baal Mum, and it's Chal Kedushas Aguf, and the Kedushas Aguf is Mafkir the Shibut. That's Hekdesh Mukdish. Mashen Kain by Hekdesh Bedik Abayis, and the behemoth has a Mum. It's Eina Kaddish. So the Brayis itself should have been mechal beinoy levenatzmoy between hektish and hektish instead of mechal and hektish and mechira. That by mechira we say ene mocher dehainu you could collect it. By hektish you can't collect it. That's what the Brayis is saying. The Brayis is contrasting mechira with hektish, right? Instead of contrasting mechira and hektish, contrast hektish and hektish. That by hektish kushta gov nukdusha is mafkia the shibut. With Kedushas Damim, Kedushas not Mafkir the Shibud, and Meila, that could have been the Chiluk. Since the Braise doesn't do that, therefore the Gemara felt that we're talking about, therefore the Gemara felt that we're talking about Bedik Abayis, and therefore, the Hekdesh doesn't mean, Kaddish Mamish. And if by Kedushas Damim, you go into Mechalik between Mechira and Hekdesh. Now, I'm just thinking now, though, I mean, I set myself up for this question, that, so why in the second Braisa, the Braisa is not contrasting Mechira and Hekdesh. It's equating the two. It's Mocher and Mocher. Right? He was saying Mocher is Mocher. The first price is Mocher ain't a Mocher. Hekdesh or Hekdesh. There's a contrast. So Ban says, if you're contrasting, contrast between Hekdesh itself. And the second price, we're not contrasting. The second price, okay, we're saying Mocher, Mocher, Hekdesh or Hekdesh. So then, here, L'chor, you should still have the Ban's question that, why do we say that we're talking about Kedushas Aguf? And it goes like and the Hekdesh is Mafkir the Shibud according to Rabbi Yishmael.
How does this, the fact that we should have said Minayu Bay, answer the question? I didn't get that part.
Because that's why we couldn't understand when it said Hekdesh Hekdesh to mean that's Kudush Laguf and it's Chalagamri, it's Mafkir the Shibud, because then instead of the other side being Machre and a Machor, could have said by Hekdesh also there's a type of Hekdesh which is Ein Machor, Ein Kudush, the Hainu Kudush Damim.
Right.
And since we don't do that, so that means that when we say Hekdesh, Hekdesh doesn't mean it's not the Makdush Aguf where it's Chal Gamri and it's Mafkiya. We're talking about Makdush Damim, which either way it's not Chal Gamri. So it's really, it's on the same level as the case of Amochad. Either way it's not Chal Gamri. So then the only thing we can Machalik, it's not Chal Gamri. If the Bryce is telling me it's Chal Gamri, so then we can talk about a case where it's not Chal Gamri. The Bryce is not talking about Chal Gamri. It's not what the Bryce is talking about. So then the Kaddish that we're talking about over here is itself not really being chal, just a fake kedusha. So Mela, we want to say, by macher is ain't macher.
And what's the contrast between ain't macher and hekdusha mo'ed? They're hardly the same thing. They're both going back.
No, but here there's something positive about it. Here it does have something more. There is something more. That's what contrasting. Then the Rabban says on another point, which this would maybe answer the question that I asked as well, according to Rabban's second parrot. He says, Shein shum hekdesh mafkiyim de shibud shartam shehizik. Why? He wants to say that the shibud of a shartam, even if you hold that it's a hekdesh mafkiyah, that kedusha l'guf is mafkiyah, whatever it is, even though we say kedusha l'guf is mafkiyah de shibud, but that's a shibud of a bal chayiv, or any other chayiv that you have. But a shibud of a shartam, then we say that shibud cannot be paka. Is the ol mishar shibud mishun lematzis luke bezuzi afilor bishmo. That's mitzvah chachmei tzarfas. Since you can't get rid of the shibud, he's meaning the riva that we had in the beginning of the sugya. It's called the Chachmei Tzarfas, the Bali Taisvis. Some Bali Taisvis, like upon him, hold that even if you're Bishmo, that it's Yusham Ashar, it's just a Shibud, but it's a very strong Shibud. And this Shibud is a Shibud that you can't be Misalik Bezuz, you can't pay the guy off. So Shibud, you can't pay the guy off, that means you have a very strong hold on it, and therefore the Hekdesh doesn't have the Kayach, even Kedush Aguf doesn't have the Kayach to Mafkiyah the Shibud.
Is it Hekdesh? If it's Kedush Aguf?
Is the Hekdesh going to be Chal?
Yeah.
Well, that's a question in Stam in the sugya. When we talk about Rishayin and Mehekdesh being Mafkir Shibud, does that mean it's not Chal? Does that mean that it's Chal but it'll go off? We'll talk about that now.
Why is the Shibud stronger by a short time?
Because we see that the Mazik doesn't have the build. Normally a Shibud, what's not a Shibud? Pshat, you have a lien. You have a schus to be Gaivit. Right? That's all. It's not yours. You have a schus to be Gaivit. Right? Now, if it's just a schus to be gaivit, b'etzem, what are you being gaivit? Gaivit, I owe you money. Yeah? I owe you money. You have a schus. That chayiv, you have a schus to be gaivit from here. But if I want to pay you off, I have the right to do that. I owe you the money, I have the right to pay you. You shouldn't be gaivit from here. The fact that we see that I can't be misalgi bezuz, yeah? And you can be going for this no matter whether I like it or not. That shows that it's not just Tam Shibud Ba'alma, it's chus to be goiva. Even if you're according to Bekim, it's mamish yours already. But even according to Shmuel, it's really almost yours. It's just waiting for Bezdin to go through the formal act of the Amad B'din, etc., and then it'll be yours. But, you have much stronger schus on it. if you have a strong eschlos, then l'chayr it stops. That stops the hekdesh. So certainly the Ramban, okay, to answer Lewis's question, I think we would have to say is anyway by Lucius Aguf, because l'chayr it's impossible to say that Lucius Aguf is chal, then to go off. But so I would say that for in the nuscha the Ramban, that the reason why the hekdesh is not mafki is because the schus is so strong. I mean, it's almost like a Kenyan, it's almost like a Rabbi Kiva, then I would say, just like by Rabbi Kiva, Zichel Ashar, the Hekdesh is not Chal, because it's mine, it's an Izzik's. So too, I would say, in the Ramban at least, not necessarily wherever we say the Hekdesh is not Mafkia, yeah, but in the Ramban, where we're saying that the Hekdesh is not Mafkia, if it's not Mafkia because the Shibur is so strong, I would say that it's not chal at all. To answer your question. Now.
Does he say that by all shar tams, or just specifically in this case when the shar is equal to the dam?
All shar tams. Whatever the amount of the damage.
You can pay off. By some shar tam.
The whole chesh of the river.
Shavim atam, shenagach shavim atam, you can pay off.
1 second. Yeah. Fine, see, this doesn't mean the riva. I said riva, it means the ri. Sorry, it's a chah. I meant that sugya. You're right. It's not. He's not going to revolt. He means fine. The re. I didn't mean to be a doctor like that. Okay. Fine.
Number two is that. Didn't we say yesterday that I don't remember according to who that the mat nizik could be goyver from Haitish, even with that opinion, Rav Avoh was just like a whole.
Okay, you can't ask me that question, but we said somewhere, you know, I don't know, you know, I mean, if you're not asking that question, you have to go back your notes, and tonight you'll ask me tonight. Now, okay. So, that's in the Taisis, that's the three Taisis. The Gemara says, Mishnah Rabbo, it's actually a question, this is the Ramaschal. The first time the Gemara said Mishra Bo, on the first Braisa, it was on the second Braisa. I think Masha wants to say it was on the second Braisa. Well. But in the Marin Peretz, though, it's before this whole discussion is even on the first Braisa. Because Masha says, the Peretz is, what does he say? Avablara Bo, Loi Kaddish. Mishum, Gushes Domim, Eim Afkasim De Shibud. Mairachi Baal Mum. The reason why the Gemara needs Rabbo is a Taisvis. The reason why the Gemara needs Rabbo, Lefir Bishmal, in other words, Lefir Bikiv is Pashwan near Bo, because in the world of Taisvis, Lefir Bishmal, Lefir Bikiv is Chal right away. Not like Rambam. So when Taisvis means, if we're saying Rabbo, Taisvis is assuming we're saying Rabbo, even Lefir Bishmal, Mel Taisvis says, so what does it mean? Why need a bow? I fear when you're a bow, Teretz is because why need a bow? Because the chayre you without a bow, the chayre the gushes is mafkiyah the sheep. But Teretz is because the gushes dam is not mafkiyah the sheep. But it's male. If not for a bow, then the not for a bow, it wouldn't be kaddish. Meaning, it won't be kaddish lagamri. The chayre. Inami Sharatam, Yimakish Beth Babayas, whatever. Because the point is, it's through Makdush's Dhamim. And Mela, it's through Makdush's Dhamim, it's not Mafkim Meshibud, it's yet Kamadra Bo. Now, Masha is bothered. The Kamayas the Rabo, Vade Diklamema, the Rabakiva Huchlamema, the Kaddish Mishra Bo. Avishmo, the Ailin Izak Bo, Yellow Shibud Baalma, Kushdu, the Kdush's Dhamim, Mafkim Meshibud. Says Masha, that's what we were talking about before. Says Masha, the first Braisa, we don't necessarily have to say that it's no Makdush is Damim. And we don't have to say, because the Braisa never said Beferish, that it's going, Rabo is going, Lefir Bishmal. The Gemara said in Rabbi Kiva, but in Echame, according to Bishmal, you don't come out your bow, and Dusha, that Dusha is Chalmi, it's Chalagamri, and it's Mafgir, the Sheba Taka. But, he says, the only problem is the second Braisa. The second bar says, as we said in the Ramban, is not going through Bishmol. But Tony Breish, Machre Machal Radio, Tanya can Bishmol Rekiva and Machre Radio, Commercial says Lael, this is what Lael said, according to Kiva, it's not Chal at all. Hey, we say it's Machar, must be Bishmol. If the Bishmol says we say Rabo, must be that it's Gnush's Dom and not Gnush's Gov. But if you look at Rabbi Peretz, it's Mavor not like that. If you look at Rabbi Peretz is clear that this whole discussion of Taisvis is going in the first Braisa. He says, Mashem el Gamma Mishmol, Loi Kaddish El Mishund Rabbi Abo, the Im Loi Kain, Havel Tzadim, the Loi Havel Mishmol, Kamad Rabbi Kiva. Umin Mukila, Divra Kal, Mashem el Chat Haimu. Rabbi Peretz says, even the first price we say Afilu Rabbi Kiva, but since we're lumping Rabbi Kiva and Bishmol together, and we're saying the price goes with both of them, if you're going to tell me that Afilu Bishmol it's Kaddish for real, and according to Rabbi Kiva, it's only Kaddish Lafir Abo, it doesn't work well in the price. I'm wondering, what is the price saying? What does Kaddish mean?
How does he read the Risha of the price? Eino Machar.
We discussed this yesterday. Right? Yesterday we said the ratios of stardom. We had a problem. I understand that. So I mentioned this problem yesterday. Oh. I mentioned this problem yesterday. There's a problem. Lewis is asking a very good question, because the ratio that says machre ain't a machre. What does that mean? What does machre ain't a machre mean? Lefir b'kiva. What does machre ain't a machre mean? Lefir b'shmal. What's Machar and Machar Lefir B'Kiva?
Doesn't sell at all.
It's not Chal at all. Right? It's not a sell at all. Why? Because it's Yuchlat. What does Machar and Machar mean Lefir B'Shmol? What? Saying that Machar means it's a Shibud. It could be Gaiva. Doesn't mean it's not Chal at all. It is Machar Leridya. Right? Lefir B'Shmol. That's the next Braisa. So, either way, Lechaira, the Braisa is Letzadim. The Reish of the Braisa that says Machar and Machar is Letzadim. So Vos is a schlecht to say, what's so bad to say that the second part of Bryce of Kaddish is going to be different if you're Bishmol and different if you're Bekiva. If you're Bishmol means Kaddish Lagamri. Hektish, if you're Bishmol means Kaddish Lagamri because I'm a Fgidish Shibut. If you're Bekiva, it means, with Kun Bekiva, it's not Kaddish Taka because it's Yuchlat. El Mai means, if you're Bekiva, means they're both. So, if anyway in the ratio, it's not consistent. So this is really a very strong kasha. We mentioned this question yesterday in passing, but we didn't make a strong point of it. Now that we're here, the point is a very strong point. It's a shver kasha on the Tzadik Ben Peretz, whose intent on the brisa being. That it should be conformed with Rukiva and Mishmal, their explanation of the words of the Braisa, either way, in the Reish is not going to happen. Al Kaponim, so says the Rebbe Peretz, I Lechaira, but Saif Kasaif, what are you going to do? I Lechaira, if you're Mishmal, Lechaira, it's Kaddish, it should be Kaddish Lagamri, Hekish Mefgir, it's Shibud. That's what he says, like Taisis, Al Karkach, that once the Gemara, now, even though in the beginning of the Gemara, when the Gemara first introduced the Braisa, we said, oh, sorry, what does Kaddish mean? That goes to Fir Bishmol, because Kaddish means the Gamri, the Gemara originally thought. But now, they were saying it goes to Fir B'Kiva, and we're saying Bishmol and Kiva is together, Sanaklami, now Taka switches. What type of aim we're talking about switches from the beginning of the Gemara, when the Gemara wanted to say right in the beginning? When the Gemara said, "Hekdesh Muktosh, Ileima Mazik, Machrein and Machar B'Kiva," Hekdesh Muktosh, Asan B'Shmal. So, what did Gemara mean then? Hekdesh Muktosh L'B'Shmal. At that stage, we meant that Taka Gush Zaguf and Mafkir Deshiv and Chal Gamri. Gemara didn't say the Rabo. There, the Gemara was going that it's a short Tamim. Okay, Ari said we should use tamim instead of tam. It's a shor tamim, and therefore it's chal kedush zaguf. That's mafkir the she. But that's what we held in the beginning. But once we introduced Rabbi Akiva, then we take a switch. It's not a switch. Pasha, what the case of the, what animal we're talking about? Bakapan avinish v. It's clear in the Orban Parrots that the whole halachel Orban Parrots is explained the first brayso, not the second brayso. Not like the Marshah that wants to say that the deeper mask of this taizim Shun Rabo is really on the second brayso, not on the first brayso. According to Orban Parrots, we could say there's no reason to say it's going to second. But even the first brayso, Tosfos feels that since we lump together Bishmol and Rekiva, they're on the same page, and both of them is from Rabbo, Amel HaKarchach, no matter Shar, Baal Mum, and it's Kushas Damim, and if Rashi, it's not Mafkim the Yeshibut. Now, in the Etzem Din of Rashi, yeah, the Rashi's Chiluk between, let me get the tool. Rashi's chiluk Rashi's chiluk between Kedushas Bet Gabayis and Kedushas Agov. Yeah. This is Mafkim Mishim this now. The question is, what is this chiluk? And what's the side? Why is it that Hektish Mafkim Deshibus? What's the pshat? So Taisvis in Gittin on that mem, but that quotes Rashi, and he explains the chiluk. What the chiluk in Kedushas Agov and Kedushas Bet Gabayis? Zok Taisvis. That Kedushas HaGuf, that since Kedushas HaGuf is Einloi Pidyon, so Meila, it's Mafkir the Shibut. Why? Because once it's Chal. Hooray, we're going with the Rava that says, Mekano Taisis Rava Zishtasai, and we say Mekano Abba Hu Gaiva. So we don't say that when the Malva is Gaiva, it was his retroactive. When he's gave it's his. I mean, in the meantime, it belongs to the loiva. Okay? Now, if the loiva is makdish it, so it's his. It's his. There's no reason, there's nothing to stop the hektish from being chal. So now, okay? So once the hektish gets its foot in the door, because the fi rava is mekanal abo goiva, and he's makdish it, so the hektish is chal. Now, what happens? What happens now? So if we're talking about Kedushas HaGuf, says Taisvis, Kedushas HaGuf is not Paka Bechdi. Kedushas HaGuf cannot be Paka. You can't be Paid Kedushas HaGuf. You have to wait till it gets a mum, and then it becomes Kedushas Dam, because you can't be Maka and Mizbech anymore. But Kedushas HaGuf itself, you cannot be Paid Kedushas HaGuf. You can't be Mafkia Kedushas HaGuf. So once the Hekdush is Chal, and you can't mafkiyah it. So the fact that the malva has a shiba to be gaiva, has a schus to be gaiva, but that can't be mafkiyah. That can't be mafkiyah the kedusha. So meila, one second. So meila, we say fakert that the kedusha is chal. And meila, and there's no way that you can be gaiva. You can't be gaiva. You can't be gaiva. Masha ein kain, says Taisvis. Kachi bed gabayis, which is kedusha's damim. So over there, haray, it's subject to pidyon. You could be paid it. If you could be paid it, so just like you could be paid it, for the same reason, you could also be gaiv it. Because since you have a schus, you have a shibit on it, and memela, when the guy was makdish it, when the guy was makdish it, he couldn't be makdish more than what he has.
What does that mean?
Kedushas damim le'olam koyach hektish mikayach makdish. So since when I own this piece of property, yeah, and I makdish it. Now, this piece of property has a lien on it. It's someone has a schus to be gaiva from it. So that means when I have a limited ownership on it, dahainu, I own it, but someone has a lien on it. So since, say if a makdish gushas haguf, so there's no way you can't mafkia the gushas. If a makdish gushas damim, which gush damim could go off, it's shaykh to go off, it's not so holy that it can't go off. Mamela, then we say, since when I was makdish it, I was limited in what I own. Meaning, so I was makdish it with the lien. Right? It means, Samela, when the guy could come to Hekish and collect it. It's interesting, he tells it so to the din of Sada Mikne, when the Keach buys a field, which is going to go back in Yovel. So if someone bought the field, it's going to go back to the owner in Yovel. So we say, you know, he's makdish it, in the interim, it still goes back in Yovel. Why? Because the Lekeach only owned it until Yovel. So Mela, when he's makdish it, yeah, it can only go back. It goes back. Meaning, what do you see from this, Aktaisvis? That the Lekeach's koyach in this object, and when he's makdish it, he can't be makdish it more than what he has. Simple idea. So Mela, what then? Lagabe Balchayv. If the owner in this case, since there's a lien on it, and he can't be makdish it more than what he has, so Mela, he's makdish it with the lien, and Mela, the Baal Chayv could be gaiva. If it's Gush Gov, once it's Chal, it can't come off. But so something, if it could come off, okay, so then it'll go off when he's gaiva, because his Chuz Gevia is going to take it off. Now, that's Shita's Rashi. Now, if you look at Rashi in Pesachim, so Rashi says a very, very interesting thing. Rashi says, when the Gemara says, Itmar, Banchoi, Abaya Mafreu Gaiva, Rava Mekanal Bo Gaiva. Yeah? The loive is makdish or sells. What's the din? The Baal Chayv could come and take it. That's not a chiddush. Says Rashi. Why is that? So Rashi. I feel a rov the Amar Arachsh of Hoybushus loive, Moiduhu. Then Mechirasu Lacher Mechira, then Hekdeshe Hektish, Share Mimushkonim Hainle Malve, because it's collateral for the Malve, Viafal Gav, Shehen Shaloi, says Rashi, Einun Birshu Soi. Even though it's his, it's not considered his Rishus. Rachman Omar, Ish yakdish is beisai kaidish. Ma beisai bershusai. I've called bershusai. This is the dinner of Bi'aychanan. We've had many times. That Bi'aychanan says, Gozav le'niskai shu ba'ilin, Shneim einim chayim lakdishai. Why not? Zelefi shayna shaloi, Zelefi shayna bershusai. The gazlan can't be makdish at why? It's not his. The Nigzal can't be makdashid. Why? It's not Peshusai, it's by the Goslin. We had all those Goshen, all the young Zale, whatever it is, but the point is, that's a statement. And what's the makkah for that? Ishki Yakdish Beisai, Kaidish, Ma Beisai Bershusai, I've called Peshusai, Zot Rashi! The reason why the Loiva can't be makdish. The reason why the Loiva can't be makdish is because they ain't Peshusai! Thank you. Why is that so earth shattering? No, he says it's not. I'm not going to argue with Rashi. Oh, what? Oh, very good. That means Lefi Rashi that the heck is not chal at all because ain't a mishusay. But
you're just talking about stam mavloiv in this.
We're talking about mavloiv again. Machoiv, mafelo goiv. We're talking about the sugi of mavloiv. Regular classic mavloiv. Rashi says, why can't the why if the loiv is makdashit? Yeah, you could still be gaiva. The answer is ain't a mishusay. Zok David Lefi Zeh. It's not hekdesh. Hekdesh not chal at all. We're discussing before whether hekdesh is not chal. Is it chal? You go over lefi Rashi. That's what I meant this morning. Lefi Rashi, chayr. It's not chal at all. Chayr. Now, but now Rabbi Isai, a couple of Rashi's later, Rashi tells us that there's a difference between kushas damim and kushas aguf. Hekdesh is mafkiya midei shibud. This that we say that if the loiv is makdishit, it doesn't stop the collection. That's makdishit damim. Kedushas haguf is mafkiyah v'dei shibud.
How you
mentioned it? Azeh Rashi. Two Rashis later, and even the next Rashi, I don't remember. Right. So l'chayra, what's going on over here? In fact, Ari, what do you mean? The same problem you have. Makdishit damim. That you can't be makdashit because they had a b'shusay, and David said it's not going to stop it from being chal at all. So kedushas haguf also. How does it get its foot in the door? For the same reason why we're saying that the kedushas dam is not chal is because they had a b'shusay. In Cain, by kedushas haguf, it should be the same thing. It should preempt the whole chalois of the hekdesh because they had a b'shusay. It's any b'shusay by kedushas haguf also. So just like if the reason why it's not chal is because any b'shusay, then kedushas haguf is also any b'shusay. So why kedushas haguf mafkiyah the shibah? It's never chal mafkiyah. Just like kedushas dam is never chal chatchila. But if kedushas dam pshadas was chal and narvas, he has a schus to be gaiva, so you can chal kedushas dam kedushas haguf. But if you say that from this Rashi we see an unbelievable Yisayid. Ktsayis and Kuf Yudzayin. So if the Zok the Ktsayis, we see from this Rashi an unbelievable thing that even though we say that there's a side of Eina B'Shusai, the Eina B'Shusai map, there's a side of Eina B'Shusai. So this is a mill, or towards the end of Siv Katan Aleph. Yeah? But even though we're telling me, there's a din of Eina B'Shusai, there's no chsar in any b'shusay. And
why?
One second. And by if the nigzal, yeah, the gazan stole the behema, and the nigzal is a behema tamima. And the nigzal was makdashit, the hekdesh will be chal. Because it's ain't b'shusay. That's only by kedushas dam. The pasuk is talking about ishki akdish as
beisai.
Can beisai become kedushas aguf?
Really.
No, you can't put it into the beis hamikdash. So meila, zok the tzais, he found a rivash, b'shem tzais, harash, shekos, alib the rash, the chal, kedushas mizbeya, kedushas damim. From the chiyat, which is basic, which is domimi, ayin shom v'samachti shekevanti peidol kel
lezer. What about the ganav?
What about the ganav?
Yes. So what do you say?
I'm asking. Can he be machdish? Can I be machdish Rebbe's car? Rebbe's car is not kedushas haguf. Can I be machdish
my cow?
I mean, the whole thing is only
chayr. What? Chayr not. Lechayer not, because that's Ein Shalai. Which brings me to my next point. What?
Come hand in hand, though, no?
Who said? Why?
Why?
Why? And Beshusa. And Beshusa is as a custom. And Chayin Shalai, it's Pasha, can't make this. Chayin only Pasha. Chayin only Pasha can't make Shalai. How can I make this? I should make this your thing. I'm not going to make this. What? What?
That's known as Miyash.
Chabon of Lagazel. It's talking about what? Being mocked as your animal?
It's saying I will be mocked as it.
Even the Yonish Minyai shakes.
Again, the question is, you need a pasuk to tell me that I can't be mocked as your animal. Kabbalah Le'gazel, that's not what it's talking about. I go ahead and mock your animal? No.
The pasuk is when you steal the Yonish Minyai shakes.
Now, so L'chaira, I would agree to what's being said over here.
Uh-oh.
That this whole Ketzais is Dafka. Lefi Dafka by Einoi Beshusai. Bein Shaloi, then it's Chayitz Pasha that even by even Makdush Saguf, when there's no Chsar Mein Meshusai, there's going to be Chsar Mein Shaloi.
What?
Why?
What does that mean?
That means that I can't go over and Makdush your cow.
Oh,
so now Rabbi Isai for the punchline. Now, before I read you Rashi in Pesach. There's a Rashi in Erechim as well. And Rashi in Erechim, on that Mishnah, you know, when the Gemara brings down a bow, Rashi said, what did the Mishnah say? Makdish chasav ha'isa k'suvas yishu bal chayv. And yishu chayv l'gavaz k'basam in Akdish. Ela paid it, you have to paid it, and then you're gaiva. Yeah? Again. Hamakdish chasav ha'isa k'suvas yishu. Any shechayu ligvayz kibas and hakdish like bachay, the shechayvay ala paida, and then you gaiva. You have to be paida first. And the Gemara says that's the Gemara. This is where Rabbo said lomli. Why have you paida? Gemara says mishum Rabbo that shleyaimru hakdish yaitz ablay pidyan. Zok Rashi. Lomli lemeim rapaida paida. Tishkol isha ubalchai b'loy pidyon. You should be able to take it without pidyon. Why? The ha loy chal hekdish alayu. Hekdish is not chal. Ve'en ad makdish dava she'en isha loy. What? When someone has a shibud on something, on my thing, so Rashi in Pesachim says Zayin B'Shusai. And the fact that you have a lien on my property makes it not B'Shusai. Right? It's not totally in my control because you come and collect it. So that sort of shakes up my control on it. Right? And B'Shusai. But Rashi in Erechim goes so far to say that's Ein Shaloi. Im Kain, Haray, we've established over here, Ninu v'Gomru, that the Chzeris is Chiddish, that by Kedush Zaguf, there's no Chzar in Ein B'Shusai, but by Ein Shaloi, there is a problem. Even by Kedush Zaguf.
By Ein Shaloi, there's a problem, huh?
That even though the Tzoris want Mechia from Rashi, if Rashi wants to differentiate between Gushas Dom and Gushas Aguf, in the world of Rashi, that the reason why Magdushas Domim it's not Chal is because it's Ein B'Shusai, not like Tysus, that it's Chal, but you could get rid of it. Rashi's saying Sechar is not Chal at all because it's Ein B'Shusai. And therefore, we have to say that, so why is Kedusha Guf Yechal? I say in Beshusai. El Ma'ezak B'Ktais. It must be proof from here that the Chesaron Vein Beshusai is only by Kedusha Damim and not by Kedusha Guf. And he found the Rivash. But that's all fine for Rashi and Pesachim. That says the reason why Hekdish of Kedusha Damim is not Mafkia. I'm sorry, the reason why it's not Mafkia is because it's Ein B'Shusai. So you tell me about Kedusha Guf, there's no Chesaron Ein B'Shusai. Rashi and Erichin says the reason why when the life is Makdish, the Baal Chayv could still be Gaiva. So like Rashi, because it's Ein Shalai, Simkein L'Chayra, that Chesaron should be a Chesaron even by Kedusha HaGuf. M'kain, how is Rashi Mechalik between Kedusha Dam and Kedusha HaGuf? And Kedusha Dam, and we say, if you're Makdish it, the Machayach could be Gaiva, because you didn't have the Kayach to be Makdish it, because it's Ein Oishalai. M'kain, for that same reason, when the loiv is being makdish as a carbon, it should have the same problem, because the chayra, even the ktsayis is masking that, although he wants to say that bagdushas haguf, it could be chal. Bagdushas haguf could be chal, even though it's ain't a b'shusai, but it's ain't a shaloi. Kedusha Guf can't be Chal. So if Rashi is considering every loiva to be makdish the nechassim that has a lien on it, it's considered ein shaloi, because someone has a lien on it, it's called that. It's not, in a sense, it's not mine. If it's in a sense, it's not mine. So Imkain, for that same reason, I shouldn't be able to makdish Kedusha Guf either. So why does Rashi say that Kedusha Guf is mafkir the shibud? That's the chayr de kash.
It's plenty of pen.
So because of this kasha, Rav Avraham Berman.
Who?
Sir Rav Avraham Berman.
I don't know who this is.
Rav Berman.
Does everyone know? Yes.
Yes. He's not around. He's Tversky's father.
Oh, that's who he is.
But he's also Rav Berman. Yeah, Tversky's father. So Rav Avraham Berman wanted to say Al Karchach, that Rashi Taka doesn't mean like the Ktzais. Rashi doesn't mean Kipshutai, even though Kipshutai Rashi means that like that. But he wants to say that you have to sort of lav dafka Rashi a little bit. Now Rashi says in Psachim, Rashi says in Erechin, that it's Ein Shaloi, he really means like Taisvis, that the pshat is that you are limited. Your ownership is limited, which means that I can only, like we said, that's before in Taisus, that I can only be makdish what I have. Right? In other words, so even Rashi and Erichin says, Ein Shaloi, it doesn't mean, and if we can't be makdish, the whole thing is considered Ein Shaloi. Pshat is, you can only be makdish what's yours. In other words, and since I don't have a full bialis on it, because there's someone that has a schus in this object to be gaiva, so I have a limited ownership over here, so therefore I can't be makdish more than what I have. So if I can't be makdish what's not mine, because I can't be makdish your cow, I can't be makdish the schus that you have in the field to be able to be gaiva. So therefore, you could still go ahead and be gaiva. But it's not the pshat that chatchil is not chal. You know, when Rashi says, right away, Right? We say, oh, David said, oh, must be his nachal. Right? According to this, not necessarily.
So you can't be
one second, one second, one second, one second, one second. So therefore, if that's the side of Rashi, that means, and really, Tyson and Gittin learned that way in Rashi, right? Tyson and Gittin doesn't quote these Lashonis of Rashi, of Ana Shaloi, Ana Bishusai, but Tyson quotes Rashi and explains Rashi this way. So therefore, you have to say, when Rashi says Ana Shaloi, Rashi means that I can only makdish what I have. And since I'm limited, and therefore, what I'm makdish can't be more than what I have. Therefore, the guy could be zaycha. The guy could be gaiva. However, meila bakdushas hagof, that's all bakdushas damit. Bakdushas hagof, where I could make the chalais hektish. I could make the chalais hektish. And that's what Taisa says. Once the hektish gets its foot in the door, it can't go off. So even though Batsim, and here's the trick, even though Batsim, I'm limited in what I have, but I do have a karech to makdish it. So by kedushas damim, the pshat is my limitation will allow someone to come and be zaycha because and be gaiva because that's all I gave hektish. And since it's shayach for the hektish to go off, like Taisa says, so maybe it could just like go off with pity, it could also go off with this, right? Because the kedush is not so strong that it can't go off. But by kedushas gof, once the kedush is chal, and I have the karech to that the kedush should be chal, elamai, it's going to be with a limitation. Say it, but once the kedush is chal, it doesn't go off.
Shkoyach, Rabbi!